All right. Hello, my name is Malcolm Saunders, and I'm here with Sandor Katz, who Sally Fallon describes as the king of fermentation, definitely one of the most notable voices on fermentation. He's been writing a number of books, The Art of Fermentation, Wild Fermentation. He lectures all around the world, and we are absolutely honored and pleased to host him here in Calgary, October 16th and 17th, 2015. Really looking forward to coming. You come to Calgary, Sandor.
Well, thanks. I'm excited to come. I've actually never been to that part of Canada.
All right. Cool. Well, hey, just to give people a little taste of you and what you're going to be presenting on, I thought we'd start with, you know, why fermentation? Why would someone want to get into this? What are the benefits?
Well, I mean, first of all, everybody eats fermented foods and drinks fermented beverages every day. According to one scholar of fermentation, one-third of all food that human beings put in our mouths has been subjected to fermentation before we eat it. So fermentation is a very important element of how people in every part of the world make effective use of the food resources available to them. Some of the practical benefits of fermentation are that it preserves food and preserves nutrients. It actually augments nutrients. It removes certain kinds of toxic compounds from foods and makes otherwise poisonous or toxic things safe to eat. Possibly the most important benefit of fermentation, particularly in the context of what I would describe as the war on bacteria and all of the chemical exposure that we constantly receive to compounds that diminish the biodiversity of the bacteria in our bodies, is that fermented foods that have not been cooked or heat processed after they've been fermented contain live bacterial cultures, which could be described as probiotic and which can help to replenish and diversify the bacteria in our bodies, which provide so many essential services for us.
Yeah, and there's so much research coming out all the time. I can't count the number of articles I'll reference each week, like the latest discoveries about the bacteria, how they influence our health. And, people have known about these for forever and kind of more in our modern context, our modern culture. I know for me, working in health food stores for years, the idea of like going and, got to get your bottle of probiotics. And now there's this kind of like awakening to, well, it's in the food, or it should be. I think we've lost that connection to it being in our food. And I love this term, perhaps, that you've coined, which is the fermentation revival.
Well, I mean, I describe myself as a fermentation revivalist. I mean, fermentation, certainly historically has been a household activity, a community activity. But today, even though, probably everybody watching this, eats and drinks products of fermentation every day, very few people are engaged directly in any kind of practice of fermentation. So that's where I got the idea of being a fermentation revivalist is, that what I'm trying to do is, familiarize people with concepts, share skills, help people, build confidence so that anyone who's interested in, fermenting food or beverages for themselves at home doesn't have to be paralyzed by fear. And what I've learned is that, many of us who, have been indoctrinated all of our lives into the war on bacteria and the idea that bacteria are so dangerous, many people who've internalized that just find themselves paralyzed when they think about, let's say, salting some cabbage and making sauerkraut. The paralyzing question is, how do I know that I have good bacteria growing on my cabbage and not something dangerous that could, make somebody sick or even kill somebody? So, many people project this generalized fear of bacteria onto the idea of fermentation, even though, to return to the specific case of sauerkraut and fermenting vegetables, there is no case history of illness. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, there has never been a single documented case of food poisoning from fermented vegetables. And that's extraordinary. And there are not many foods that we could say that about. So really, fermentation is a strategy for food safety, for making food safer. So most of what I do is just demystifying the process for people, you know, making people realize, like, this isn't rocket science. You don't need a microscope. You don't need to be a microbiologist. You know, these are, you know, sort of simple rituals that people have been doing in much simpler kitchens than we in the 21st century have. And as long as you have a basic understanding of what kind of environment are you trying to create to cultivate the growth of the bacteria that you want. In the case of sauerkraut, that's just getting the vegetables submerged. So there'll be a lot of practical information, hopefully lots of times for questions and answers, because people always come with lots and lots of questions trying to understand, you know, why, what happened when they tried to make something happen. So, you know, it's really, it's really just an opportunity, you know, to learn more and illuminate these important processes and have them demystified a little bit.
That's great. And that's why we're excited to host you here in Calgary. It's going to be an amazing time. And we have you for Friday night. The title of that event, we've dubbed Bubbles and Brine. And imagine like a wine and cheese, obviously fermented beverages, but we're going to be serving kombucha, kvass, sourdough, cheese, pickles, all kinds of things. So people will be able to taste and experience, as well as hear what you have to share about fermentation. And like you say, definitely time for Q&A, you'll be doing some book signing, and then all day Saturday, more lectures from you, demonstrations. We wanted to make this a fun event, just like you say. I mean, you know, fermentation, and especially us, you know, engaging back into that practice of making it, bringing it into our homes. Like, A, it is safe, and B, let's make it fun. Let's engage with it. So that's why we've created almost like a fair festival-like atmosphere that'll happen all day Saturday while you're presenting, while you're speaking, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, great. I mean, what I would love to sort of, you know, put out there for anyone who's watching this and is thinking about coming to it, and if you have any kind of, you know, ferments that you've been making, you know, bring them, you know, to show. And, I would say, you know, beyond being safe and fun, which you mentioned, fermentation is creative. And so you take a group of people and you sort of, you know, lay out the basic, you know, sort of parameters for how to ferment vegetables. And then, you know, people can interpret that in so many different ways. And, you know, all of these things are infinitely variable. So, you know, any kind of vegetables, any kind of seasoning, different lengths of time. And so, I mean, it's amazing for me to see the variety of things that people with different minds and different gardens and different foods available to them will produce. And as an educational experience for, you know, people to get to see what their neighbors and, you know, other people in their community have been making, I think makes it all more real. So I'd love to invite people to, you know, bring anything they've been fermenting, including failed experiments. If you're trying to, you know, figure out what went wrong, that's an interesting thing for us to talk about also.
Yeah.
So
that's great. Cool. Well, and definitely this is something, as you touched upon, this is for the beginner and the expert, because, you know, when I tell people about fermentation, you know, not only is it a journey in terms of beginning to explore the taste, whether you make it or not, just getting into the world and consciously, you know, like you said, you know, 1/3 of the food you consume already, you know, at some point has been fermented, but to consciously to begin to explore that world and that realm of bacteria, whether you've made it or not, is a journey. And there's so much out there in terms of flavors, and then stepping into that world of creating it yourself, one recipe at a time. You know, it's a lifetime journey, a lifetime exploration, and there's so much out there to explore. So whether you're absolutely brand new, this is for you. Whether you're an expert, this is also for you. And we're going to culture Calgary. I'm really looking forward to this. We're going to bring a fermentation revival to our community. And I'm so grateful for you, Sandor, to be there and to help guide us in that journey.
Well, great. I am really looking forward to coming, and I'll see you all in, you know, just a few weeks, really.
That's right. October 16th, 17th in Calgary, Alberta, 2015, the Festival of Friendly Ferments. We'll see you there.
Okay, great.